And you say, I've forgotten about that, but now
I remember.
Okay. And you say, well, you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure don't. What?
Maybe they don't try.
Okay. But I sure don't.
Don't remember it.
Okay. And you say, I had just what him a letter.
Just finished a letter.
Or using the word write.
I've just written a letter.
Okay. And you say, yesterday he what me a letter.
He wrote me a letter.
Okay. And you say, and tomorrow I will
write him one.
Okay. And you say, it's time I was getting a I wrote him and now it's time I was getting a
an answer.
Okay. And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you
back it.
Okay. Or another word you might use. Okay.
Write the address.
Okay. When you write the address on, you say you
seal it.
Okay. Or you
stamp it.
Or address or address.
Address it. Uh-huh. You address it.
Okay. Okay. The child has learned something new. Maybe he learned to whistle or something. You might ask, and you want to know where he learned it, you'd ask who.
Who taught you that?
Okay. Anything else you said?
Who did you learn that from?
Okay. And what do children call another child that's always telling on them?
Tattletale.
Okay. Do you ever use this word about adults?
About a girl?
Adults.
Adult, yes, they sure do.
You can say a grown person is a tattletale?
A lot of them are, yeah.
Okay. If you wanted to brighten up your room, you might go out to the garden and
get you some flowers.
Okay. And something a child plays with.
To brighten up the room?
No, just something that a child plays with. You'd call that a...
Well, they play with toy dogs, and they play with live dogs.
Okay, but do you ever use the word play pretty?
Play pretties, yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, it's where they've got a lot of play pretties, you know, just a box of play pretties.
Does play pretty and toy mean the same thing?
In toys. It's all in toys. Uh-huh.
Okay. And you say, that's the book that you bought me for Christmas.
A storybook?
Yeah, that's the book that you... I'm talking about the word give. You say, that's the book that you bought me for Christmas.
Oh, Bible?
Yeah. Okay, say,
Christmas means giving, you know.
Yeah. So you say, this is what he bought me for Christmas.
What he needs for Christmas.
Or what he, using the word give. What I got from him for Christmas. This is what he bought me for Christmas.
Well, God gave his own begotten son for us.
And you say, he has bought me so many presents for Christmas. He has
so many presents for Christmas?
Yeah, he has what me so many presents for Christmas. He has, would you say he's given me or he's gave me? Or how would you say that?
Well, he gave me. He gave me a lot of presents. He gave me a lot. Gave me a lot of presents. It both mean the same thing.
Okay, so you say he has, he's already bought me a present. He's already
gave me a present.
Okay. And say, I'm glad I carried my umbrella because we hadn't gone half a block when it
started raining.
Okay. Or in other words, you might use instead of start. You might,
start showering.